You want prizes? We've got free prizes. You want cash? We've got lots of cash. Simply download Bashani Radio app. Allow push notifications and listen for your chance to win loads of cash. Please don't tell our CEO. It's his money we're giving away. We won't tell if you won't tell. Bashani Radio app. Download it for free in the App Store.
Hi, welcome to this week's Moments into Momentum podcast, where I talk about the everyday experiences we encounter in our lives and how to turn those experiences into positive momentum and forward progress in our lives. Now, this week, I want to talk about something that is a struggle that I deal with, something that I have consistent work that I need to put into it, something that I sometimes don't feel like I have been able to fully overcome yet, but I know that I'm on my way and I'm making progress every day, and that is pride. And for me, what that looks like is I have been so worried about what other people would think about what I was doing, about how other people might respond to things that I've done or said or anything else, that I remember things that were embarrassing that I said when I was 12 years old, and sometimes they still stick in my mind. It's been 30 years and they still stick in my mind sometimes, and they pop into my head and I think back on these things that I would wager nobody else in the world ever would remember unless I specifically brought it up and described it to them, and even then it's not likely that they would remember it, at least not the same way that I do. But I wanted to talk about it because I started thinking about it this week as I was thinking about some things that I wanted to get into and some things that I wanted to start doing. And my first response was, in my mind, was, but what if something, and just what if somebody doesn't like this? What if I get bad feedback from a friend? What if something happens where I screw it up and I feel embarrassed about it? And then I started thinking, how many things in my life have I held myself back from doing because I've been concerned about how other people might respond to it, how other people might give me feedback that I don't like to hear? And so I wanted to talk about it because it's such an important thing in life to be able to move past and get past being so concerned about what other people think about it. And how many things do we hold ourselves back from because of things that it doesn't really matter? It shouldn't really matter what somebody else thinks. It shouldn't really matter if somebody else doesn't like it. It shouldn't really matter if we don't get it right the first time. We should be pursuing the things that are important to us without concern for those things, without regard for that feedback that we might get from other people. And I think it would be a really great exercise, and this is something that I did this week, and I think it'd be a great exercise if you just took 5 minutes, 10 minutes, and you just sat and started writing down things that you've wanted to do, had desire to do, thought about doing, and then didn't because you were worried about what other people might think about it. And those things might look like trying a new sport because you tell yourself, oh no, I couldn't go play tennis. It looks like a ton of fun, but I couldn't get out there because I know that I'd stink at it. And I know that people would be able to tell that I'm not as in shape as I want to, or that I hit the ball out of the court every single time that I do it. And I don't want to do that because that'd be embarrassing and I'm not ready to do that. Or, man, I'd love to become a musician. I'd love to play the piano, or I'd love to play the guitar. But, oh man, I'm 20, I'm 30, I'm 40 years old. I can't go into an instructor and ask them to teach me to play guitar. They'll look at me like I'm foolish because I'm way too old to be coming in and trying to learn a new thing like that. Or maybe it's you want to write a book or start a business or take a trip to a new place, and you say, hey, I want to write this book. I want to start this new business, but oh man, if I write this book, then people are going to know things about me. People are going to be able to read it and I can't take it back once it's out there. What if people don't like it? What if I get a critique? What if nobody likes it? What if nobody pays attention and reads it? What if, and you start saying all of these things that are negative about yourself and are the negative possible outcomes. Or what if I start this new company? People are going to think that I'm crazy. People are going to look at me funny. People are going to tell me that I shouldn't be doing it. I should stay somewhere stable. I should do the things that make sense according to what everybody else thinks that we should do. And we hold ourselves back from taking these steps, making these choices that could have a profound positive impact on our lives. But because we're so worried sometimes about what other people are going to say, how is somebody else going to respond to this? Well, unless that somebody else is going to pick up all of your bills and take care of everything for you in your life and make sure that everything is okay and you're achieving your vision and your dream. If somebody else is going to do that, then I mean, I guess maybe then it would be time to start thinking about listening to them. But I haven't met the person yet who's going to take care of fulfilling my purpose and helping me live my dreams. I haven't found anybody who's going to do that for me. I don't even know if anybody could do that for me if they wanted to. So why am I worried about what they think? If I'm worried that somebody's going to give me negative feedback, what if they do? I don't have to assign that any power or value in my life. I don't have to take that to heart and hold that close to me and say, well, this person said this, so now it must be true. I get to choose what their feedback means to me. I get to choose if I even pay attention to their feedback. And yes, there may be times where somebody gives you bad feedback. Somebody tells you they don't approve. I don't like this. And that's going to happen almost definitely. But it doesn't mean that that's what the outcome actually looks like. If one person doesn't like something, or if one person thinks that it's a dumb idea, or one person thinks that you look foolish, that's one person out of 7 billion people in the world. What if, even if it's every person, if you are doing something and it helps you feel good and it makes you know that you're providing something good to the world and you're fulfilling your purpose and you're writing that piece of music or you're performing that piece of music, that it just brings you peace because you're doing something that fulfills a desire that you have in your heart, you're accomplishing the thing that you want to accomplish. What difference does it make if nobody likes it? That's not what we're here for. That's not what you're doing it for. You're not doing these things because you need somebody else to tell you that it's good. You're doing these things because you know that it's good, because you know that it's right for you. You want to play music and learn a new instrument? Who cares? Maybe you will never be good at it. Maybe you will always be the worst saxophone player in the history of the world, and all that you're going to do is make terrible squawking noises. But it brings you peace in your heart and in your mind, and it makes you feel good because you're putting effort and energy into something new and you're doing something that challenges you and you like it. You like that you're learning and challenging yourself and you're fulfilling some desire that you've had to learn how to play saxophone. It doesn't have to be good to anybody else. It doesn't have to be good to you for it to still be a good thing to be doing. If you want to start a business and you say, yeah, but nobody's going to understand this, think about all of the products that you've seen out on the internet. Think about all of the products that you've seen, and some of them are really great and cool and useful, and I love air conditioning, and I sure am glad that somebody invented that and created that product. I don't really care much about I don't know, knitting kits or things like that are exist, and they're out there, and they're out there because somebody took the time and energy and effort to put together something, even if other people told them that they thought that it was foolish. But it's not about achieving commercial success. If you really want to create the world's only one of something, and you say to yourself, I believe that this is good. This will be good for me to create this. This will be good for me to build this product, to build this thing, this this business, whatever it is, that it doesn't matter if somebody else likes it and approves of it, because that's not what you're doing it for. But I also believe that when you're putting all of your energy and effort into these things, and you're not letting your pride hold you back, you're not letting your self-doubt hold you back, and you're doing the things that you really want to be doing, that there are other people who will also think that it's valuable. You will be able to find people who think like you, who want the same things as you, but it only happens when you put the energy and the effort into doing it. You'll find other people who want to play saxophone, or maybe you'll find somebody who plays trumpet, and maybe you'll find somebody who plays drums, and maybe you'll put together a really great brass band, and you'll be able to go and bring joy and experience to other people's lives by going and learning to do this thing that you're afraid to do right now because you're telling yourself you're going to get bad feedback from it. Maybe you can go and you can meet that person who's going to give you that job opportunity that will change your life when you go to these tennis lessons, because now you're at a different place because you're trying something different. You're putting yourself out there in a different way and you're experiencing something new. And maybe that's where you meet that person who changes everything in your entire life. And you would have never had the opportunity to do that if you'd have let that voice in your mind telling you no. Don't go do this because it's going to be embarrassing to hit the ball out of the court every time. Maybe that opportunity is just around the corner because you chose to do something different. Or maybe you have a great business idea and you say, I really want to do whatever this thing is. I want to be a new tax accountant. And you want to get out of your corporate accounting job and you get your CPA license and you're ready to go. But I'm comfortable in what I'm doing. I don't want to go do this. I don't want to find customers. I don't want to tell people that I'm leaving my comfortable, stable job where everybody knows me and I know that I can do a good job and I'll be able to retire one day. But maybe by starting that business, you have the opportunity to go and impact people's lives, and you can bring positive energy into people's lives, and you can tell them ways that they can save money. And maybe that money ends up giving them the ability to do something that changes the world, because we never know what the outcome of our decisions will be. But the only way that we'll truly be able to fulfill our purpose and live our best and most satisfying and fulfilling lives is to do those things that we really, really want to do, that matter to us, that provide us passion and purpose without being afraid of what other people are going to think. Stop letting your pride hold you back from the things that you want to do, from the outcomes that you can achieve, and the accomplishments that are waiting for you down the road. That's all I've got for this week. Thanks for tuning in, checking me out, listening to what I have to say. I appreciate every time that you do. I look forward to talking to you again. If you liked what you heard here, check out my website, michaeljroach.com. That's Michael, JROTCH.com. Be proud of who you are, but don't be so proud that you don't try something new. Have a great week.
You want prizes? We've got free prizes. You want cash? We've got lots of cash. Simply download Bashani Radio app, allow push notifications, and listen for your chance to win loads of cash. Please don't tell our CEO it's his money we're giving away. We won't tell if you won't tell. Bashani Radio app. Download it for free in the App Store.